College football right around the corner. And John, I think there's been this complaining from the purists in the sport that say it's changing too much. The transfer portal, I can't keep track of who's even on my own team. And then you throw in things like Stanford and the ACC conference realignment on steroids, trying to keep track of all these super conferences. And you hear a lot of complaining, but people ultimately vote with their wallet, with their dollar. And I'm seeing data that suggests people are very excited for college football. Ticket sales up 42% across the sport. Are people complaining, but actually excited anyway? Has there really been any issue with this realignment? Or is it going to be better for the sport with more games worth attending? Because that's what that tells me, that people right. want to go and watch better football games.
It's the better schedules that you're getting with conference realignment. And I've talked to a number of Michigan fans. I was at the dentist yesterday, and the conversation there was Texas, USC, Oregon. Like, that is big-time college football, big-time matchups. Now, you can get into the debate of who's going to win those games. That's not the question. The question is, you're buying tickets to see great games, great matchups between big-time blue blood programs, and that's what people want to see. And everybody talks about, you know, the contrast from this year to last year of the awful schedule that Michigan has played, and they've played it for a number of years. The preseason schedule was terrible. There was nobody that you really wanted to go see, and now there's excitement because it's Texas. Now there's excitement because there's always going to be some more premier matchups with conference expansion, not just, hey, we have this terrible schedule, but week 12, last of the season, we're going to play Ohio State at home. Like, that's always going to be a big ticket. But all the other ones were like, well, we're buying tickets for that one.
You used to have a schedule that you had two, maybe three games if you were lucky that you were excited about. Now, if you buy tickets, you probably have five or six that you're excited about. And even the individual standoffs, standalone games. So it's not just Michigan, Ohio State, it's Michigan, Oregon, Michigan, USC, like you said.
This year, yeah. And now it's going to be even more so in the years to come. It's Texas and Georgia. That's the excitement. And yes, we have the right, the God-given right, to bitch and moan as much as we want. But then when it comes down to it and you're asked to buy tickets, actually put your money where your mouth is, no pun intended, although it did happen, you're ready to go because College game day is special. It's unique. Even though you have no idea who is on your team's roster and you have no idea where the guys that left maybe went to, they could actually be playing against you on any given Saturday. You're just simply excited because it's the tailgate, it's fall, it's football, it's the pomp and circumstance, the pageantry of college football is unique. That's what makes it special. And for 5 hours, you show up, you tailgate, you go to the game, you're willing to put enough aside to still make that special because of the matchups and because of what college football is.
When people complain, but they still spend their money and they spend more money than they ever have on the sport, I think they're lying.
No, I think they like to bitch and complain.
People are more excited about the sport than they've ever been.
The sport's in better hands
than it's ever been.
And I would disagree with that.
This is a quantifiable way of making that claim, John. Because people are
still excited about matchups. They're still excited about game day. But we can bitch and moan about what's going on, the direction, the path, all of that. Because all right, I'm not going to go down the whole rabbit hole. But yeah, for the fans of the top 25, it's going to be great. The fans of everybody else, I don't know how great it's going to be when you have no seat at the table.
Well, there's people with more seats at the table today than there were 12
months ago. Right, the top
25. Okay. A year ago, it was like, hey, if you're not one of the four or five best teams in the sport with a juggernaut program, I guess enjoy the Outback Bowl. Now what's going to happen late in the season with the 12-team playoff is you're going to have, like you said, maybe as many as 25 teams in the hunt late in the season.
Well, I didn't say that. I said the fans of the top 25 have a chance at the seat of the table. By the time we get to the top 25 or the college football playoffs, you're talking about 12 teams that get in, but really only 14 or 15 that have a shot. And there's a lot more than just those 14 or 15 teams in college football. Power five schools, they got one seat at the table. You got to win you got to be the highest ranked and win your conference, or else you got no shot.
My point is, when we get to early November, if you have two losses in the ACC, your season's alive. If you have two losses in the Big 12, SEC,
if you have two
Big
losses
10,
in the ACC, your season's not alive.
No, because you win all the rest of the games. You're the ACC champs, and you're in the college football playoffs. So, John, that to
right.
me is
so
what,
one team has a chance.
Well, there could be a number of teams with two losses that are on the edge, and those fan bases are on the edge of their seats, and the opponent that week isn't going to be Chattanooga. The opponent that week's going to be Auburn, Oklahoma. The opponent that week's going to be Texas, right. Tennessee, Oregon, USC. So to me, this is what we've argued. This is good for the sport. This is going to get more fan bases playing better games, and people are going to spend more money, spend more time, pay more attention, be more excited for college football. Right. So for all the moaning and groaning, you're telling me with your wallet, you guys are excited.
And yes, for the Michigans, the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Oregons, the Notre Dames, yeah, there's going to be more excitement. But I think as this goes on, as we experience what the new college football playoff scenario plays out, looks like, I think you're going to have 15 to 20 universities that are really excited about their seasons. And then you're also going to have everybody else start to be like, eh, what we got no chance.
What I would point out is there are fan bases like Washington State who are not excited about this.
Oregon State.
Oregon State as well. I think in the net, there's more positive than negative. I feel for those fan bases that get left out, but I think there are more fans of the bigger schools. Those fans will be more engaged. There will be better football games. This is a net positive for as much as people have complained. But maybe you guys...
We'll see.
Don't agree. We have open lines. If you guys want to jump in, 248-539-9797. Your reaction to the news that 42% increase in college football ticket sales from last year to this year. The biggest increases in the SEC and in the Big Ten.
My point.
Better regular season matchups, more teams in the mix late in the season. It equals more engaged fans. So I guess the complainers were wrong. People love the direction of college football.
They like it for the SEC. They like it for the Big Ten. And that's where you see the SEC ticket sales up 43%, Big Ten up 33%. And there's a huge drop off, still up.
Still growth for the ACC.
Up 8%. Is that simply the fact that Stanford didn't sell any tickets because their team blows? Now all of a sudden, hey, you got Clemson, and I don't even know who goes out there, nor do I care.
Yeah.
But you have teams that are, you know, fans of teams going, you know what? Hey, let's take a trip out to Palo Alto and just make a vacation. Let's catch a game while we're there. I buy some tickets. Like, is that the story? UCLA, obviously they're in the Big Ten. They haven't sold out a game since I don't know when. They have been largely irrelevant. They are going to continue to be irrelevant and maybe even more so, but it's a trip to Southern California. Let's go to the Rose Bowl. I don't get to go to the Rose Bowl game on January 1st to begin with, so let's go see what all of this pomp and circumstances is, and I guarantee people are going to be a little bit disappointed in the aura around the Rose Bowl for a UCLA regular season game.
It's not the same thing as the Parade of Roses
No.
and the sunset over the San Gabriel Mountains.
As a college football fan, I don't like the direction that this is all going. But I am excited about when Michigan does finally make that trip out to UCLA. And because I'm a nerd about the history of the stadium, I haven't been to the Coliseum. I want to do that. And so you're going to have ticket sales originally with the expansion, with people being able to go to some of these different venues. I've never been to Autzen. I can't wait for that opportunity. And so, yeah, there are going to be people that will be willing to travel the first time Michigan plays Oregon, or when Michigan goes to Seattle this year to play Washington. There are going to be a lot of people that say, I'd like to go see what Seattle's like. But then the novelty is going to wear off, and I think that's where this bump is. It's a novelty.
You think this is a bubble, too? You think this is like a temporary
100%.
Buzz that dies off? See, I don't know, because I always cite Doug Karsh, who I view as the purest college football fan on our station. And even he says his Saturdays aren't going to be affected. And as long as your Saturdays aren't affected, that's the heart and soul of the sport. That's tailgating. And if anything, I think your Saturdays are going to be better, which is the argument I'm making that for as much as we go kicking and screaming into this, rivalries and what about the Apple Cup, the trade-offs are worth it.
Right now, because it's new, because there's different venues. And once that novelty wears off, and it's going to take a little bit of time. I'm talking 4 or 5 years. We have no idea what college football even looks like in 4 or 5 years. Is there an ACC? is there a Big 12? Now, there'll be a Big 12 because they're a basketball conference, but the ACC, there could not be more strife internally than in any other conference right now, other than obviously the Pac-2.
Well, yeah, where's Florida State headed? Are they going to leave? Clemson, would they leave? Some ticket texts coming in. Some of your reactions. And we've got the phone lines open if you want to jump in. Just an honest conversation because there's been a lot of complaining about the direction of college football. But if ticket sales are up, people are spending money, voting with their dollar, are you actually excited? And you just don't want to admit it. Ticket texter says, I think you can be excited for your school playing football, but also hate the overall direction of the sport.
Sure.
You always hear more from the complainers. I'm excited for the upcoming college football season. You just don't hear about us as much as the others.
People that want to complain are usually a little bit more vocal.
Why are you looking at me when you said that?
Well, because you're sitting right across from me, but you also like to complain.
I think we talked about this roughly 6 weeks, 2 months ago. I asked you guys, is this going to affect your Saturday? And I said, no, it's not. And is it annoying? The portal's annoying. But all this is for the better. It's going to increase interest. It's a regional sport to a degree. I still think it is because the East just lacks power programs and it hurts the sport a little bit. You can't do anything about that. But the playoff is going to bring in so much more interest. You've now carved out nearly 4 weeks in the dead of winter for this sport to be on display. And you're going to have 12 teams in it now instead of four. It's right. Not exclusive. And so it's going to bring in more interest. Ticket sales are up because of the fresh matchups. And now you're going to get this playoff, and it's going to bring everybody in more. You're going to get the hot team that gets in the playoff potentially and wins it.
But my question is going to be, let's look 4 years down the road. How many, other than the one power five, non-power five team that gets in because they are the highest ranked, it could be a 25th ranked team. They right. just are the highest one of the non-power four ranked that wins their conference. That team, I think, is going to rotate on a regular basis. The other 11 teams?
You think it'll be pretty flat?
I think it's going to be largely the same teams that are going to be in the college football playoffs. There may be some, number 11, number 10, but the top 10 teams, Ohio State might be one, Ohio State might be two, Michigan might be 8, 9, 2. They're all going to fluctuate, but it's going to be the same cast of characters, and we're going to get tired just like we were with the four.
So when November hits, I think there's going to be a bunch of teams still alive because you can win your way in. Because even if you aren't the best team in the Big Ten, if you're not mathematically eliminated, you can still win your way in. And that's going to be true in a wild Big 12 or a wide open ACC. So that's more fan bases that are playing themselves in. It's 97-1.